It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And here we are, it's the national news from the WIA for week commencing May 11, 2025. And this week, merit and publication awards announced by WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ. And have you ever worked Golf Zero OAM? Well, Michael Carey, writing in Facebook group Amateur Ham Australia, shows a post of how 80s pop singer Fegal Sharkey is in fact radio amateur Golf Zero OAM. A good heart and contact to find. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Ham radio news. Nobody does it better. We are VK1WIA.
This is WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and welcome to all listeners to the WIA National News Broadcast this week. What a huge couple of days it was last weekend, with the WIA AGM taking place on Saturday, the 3rd of May in Bendigo, Victoria. Around 90 people attended the AGM in person, with another 25 people online. To recognise the youth in amateur radio, the AGM was officially closed by Alan Cherry, VK2COD, who was 11 years of age and was present in person at the AGM. On the Saturday night, a gala dinner was held in conjunction with the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronic Club, Barrack, which was sold out with around 100 people in attendance. The highlight of the evening was a live cross to the International Space Station, where students from the local Girton Grammar School made contact with NA1SS, posing a range of questions to one of the NASA astronauts. A huge thanks goes out to Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, Jack Bramham, VK3WWW, and Shane Lynn, VK4KHZ, for making the cross possible. On the Sunday morning, Barrack hosted a technology festival at the Bendigo Showgrounds. It was well attended with a range of technical presentations throughout the morning. The WIA thanks Barrack for hosting this year's AGM with a special call out to the President, Neil Patton, VK3ZVX, Secretary Peter Jardine, VK3PWJ, and all of the organising committee at the club. Thank you for bringing last weekend all together and making the event a success. At the AGM each year, there is a range of merit and publication awards that are presented to a range of very worthy recipients. It's impossible to read the background on every award recipient in this broadcast. However, we will separately publish a document on the WIA website that outlines the wonderful contribution that each of these award recipients have made to amateur radio. The Merit Award winners for 2024 are: the Michael J. Owen Distinction Medal goes to Mark Hillman, VK3OHM. The Brenda Edmonds Education Award to the WIA Education Committee. The Chris Jones Award goes to Rob Seaman, VK6LD. One President's Commendation goes to Bevan Daniel, VK5BD. Another President's Commendation goes to Justin Giles Clark, VK7TW. And the final President's Commendation goes to John Siemens, VK3JLS. There was also a range of publication awards for 2024. The Hingham-Botham Award went to Rick Matthew, VK5BGN, and Jan Kill, W3JEY. Another Hingham-Botham Award went to Jennifer Wardrop, VK3WQ, and VK5ANE. There was two Shaw Smith Awards, one to Bruce Bathols, VK3UV, now Silent Key, and another Shaw Smith Award to Gary Gibson, VK2 DBN. There was two technical awards, one technical award to George Galanis, VK3, EIP, and another technical award to Andrew Anson, VK3CV. There was two encouragement awards, one to Donald Howarth, VK6, JDM, and an encouragement award to Peter Alexey, VK2AN. The WIA congratulates all award recipients for 2024. That's it for me for another week, and this has been Scott Williams, WIA President on behalf of the WIA Board. Best wishes.
Thanks, Scott. And as you mentioned, that RS contact was exceptional. This school contact was with students from Girton Grammar School in Bendigo and took place during the AGM dinner. Moderated by Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, the students spoke with Takeya Onashi, KF5LKS, on board the International Space Station. Girton Grammar School teacher Prue Beckwith led 13 of her students in the memorable hookup, helped in no small way by our own VK3GTV Cole, Jack VK3 Whiskey Whiskey Whiskey, Craig VK3 KLA, and rounding out the telebridge and video crew, Robert VK3DN. On our WIA front page news, wia.org.au, the YouTube recording takes pride of place. Just scroll through to about 21 minutes in to the 35-minute video clip to watch the kids from Girton Grammar School.
I'm Amelia. What's the craziest thing you've learned about space whilst in space? Over.
So we just did a spacewalk 2 days ago. Two of my crewmates went outside of the station wearing spacesuits in order to install a new piece of hardware and fix an issue outside. And I think that's one of the craziest things we do here on the International Space Station, and that's the most dangerous thing. However, it's the most rewarding thing as well. Thank you for the question. Over.
How do you work, live, and communicate with people when you are having a bad day? Over.
Well, I think the most important thing is to realize that everybody has his or her bad day, and we live and work together here. And if somebody has a bad day, we help that person. And if I have a bad day, my crewmates help me. So that's how we live here, helping each other. Thank you for the question.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
International news is with thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. And internationally from India, we'll learn how Victor Uniform 3 Oscar Oscar India is predicting earthquakes with radio waves, and how Indian police stations have embraced ham radio. In West Bengal, India, law enforcement officials in one city are adding amateur radio shacks to police stations. Now they're busy getting volunteers trained and licensed to use them. Who better than our editor Graham Kemp, VK4BB, to wrap his tongue around these names? Well, he did spend a year or so undercover in the subcontinent.
2 months of ham radio training began in late April for civic volunteers who assisted the 26 police stations throughout the city of Barrackpur. The sessions are being conducted by Sir Ryan Mundall, VU3ZHF, Pashupati Mundall, VU3ODQ, Deepak Chokrabarty, VU2TLW, and Jayanta Bafidya, VU2TFR. All are members of the West Bengal Radio Club. The training is designed to prepare the volunteers for the exam leading to the ham radio certificate from the Ministry of Telecommunications. Radio shacks are expected to be set up at each of the 26 police stations and the police central office. The police commissioner told local media that adding wireless communication to the various modes used by law enforcement will be especially helpful for disaster response. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Prasanna Waichal, scientist and holder of call sign Victor Uniform 3 Oscar Oscar India, predicts earthquakes with radio waves. Despite advances in sciences, earthquake is a natural phenomenon that cannot be predicted accurately. There's also no way of preventing the natural occurrence that struck several parts of the world in the recent past. However, a researcher from Kolhapur has been studying radio waves under the earth to predict earthquakes at a laboratory he's set up. The estimates of Prasanna Weichel have proved to be accurate in the last 6 years. Weichel holds a master's degree in electronics and has more than 25 years of work experience in industrial research and development for design and development of specialised and strategic electronic systems and academic teaching and research at postgraduate levels, both in India and abroad. The FCC has announced that the Office of Management and Budget has approved for 3 years the information collection requirement of the Commission's March 29 report and order that spelled out amateur radio service rules for the two new US bands, 630 metres and 2200 metres. Notice of the action is now in the Federal Register. Before using either band, stations must notify the Utilities Technology Council, UTC, that they plan to do so, and if the UTC does not respond within 30 days, they may commence operation. If you're planning to attend ham radio in Friedrichshafen this June, you'll be asked to consider some remote possibilities. In this case, remote refers to remote radio, which is the theme of the International Amateur Radio Exhibition this year. The weekend of June 27th will be devoted to the usual in-person contacts between old friends, with plenty of workshops, seminars and new product displays in the mix of activities. The motto for this year's exhibition in Germany, however, is all about not being there. The theme of Remote Radio Connecting the World focuses on how radio operators are no longer required to be in the same place as their equipment in order to transmit successfully. This kind of remote operation has already been demonstrated in a number of high-profile de-expeditions using the radio in a box. These stations are controlled remotely over the internet, opening up more opportunities for those who wish to experiment and allowing de-expeditions to take place in environmentally sensitive areas where human presence is forbidden or restricted. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wise 2025. May 17 and 18 is East Thanks Shield. QRP CW on 80 metres. Another reminder that the Don Abbott Memorial Slow Moors Qantas is the weekend after Mother's Day. 80 metres on the weekend of Saturday, 17th May. And 40 metres the afternoon of Sunday 18. VK Shires Qantas 7th and 8th June. NZ Straight Key Night. Next New Zealand Straight Key Night will be held Sunday 8 June. Straight Key Night is an informal event which honours the roots of amateur radio. Morse code 10 with the straight key. No bugs, side swipers, keyers or keyboards. VHF UHF Field Days. Winter 2025. Saturday 21 June through Sunday 22 June. All contacts must be simplex. Contacts through repeaters or satellites are not allowed. There is plenty of FM activity, but one feature of the field days is a high level of SSB activity. It is possible to do very well with only modest antennas if you pick a good hilltop. Another option, if your station is easily transportable, is to operate from more than one location during the contest period. IAAUHF World Championship. The 24-hour IAAUHF World Championship starts at 1200 hours UTC on Saturday 12 July and ends at 1159 hours UTC on Sunday 13 July. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest 19 July. Yota Contest 2025. Organised by the IAAU Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, the aim of the Yota Contest is to increase youngsters' activity on the air, strengthen the reputation of the Yota program, and demonstrate support for youngsters across the world. The next two sessions of this year's Yota Contest will be held 19 July, 29 December. RSGB Yota Contest, July 26 to July 27, bands 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Remembrance Day Contest. This contest is held every year on the anniversary of the end of World War II, in honour of the Australian amateurs who lost their lives in wartime. This contest is unusual because the trophy goes to the Australian state or territory that scores the highest level of activity. Next contest, 16th and 17th August. Now the DX window to the world. The RSGB Contest Club has recently exceeded 1 million QSOs. These have been made by RSGB members activating historic RSGB call signs and special event call signs, either in contests or in radio marathon activations. The QSOs have all been uploaded to Logbook of the World. The most prolific call sign has been G6XX with over 154,000 QSOs, and the most recent has been GB0IARU, which was active in April to celebrate 100 years of the International Amateur Radio Union. Northwest Group ARC MN0NWG is using the special event call sign GB0AEL until the 31st of May to commemorate the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's transatlantic flight, which she accomplished non-stop and solo in 1932. Her trip took her from Newfoundland to Londonderry in Northern Ireland. QSL by MI0HOZ. DM0LIMES is on the air until the 1st of July to mark the UNESCO World Heritage Day on June the 1st. The call sign DM3LIMES will join this DL0LIMES on the air and operate from the 31st of May through to the 1st of June. The call signs was chosen in recognition of the Limes, which bordered the Roman Empire at its greatest point. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news this week, it's Summits on the Air, Queens of the Mountain. The second annual Queens of the Mountains will take place from 0100 UTC on Saturday the 7th of June to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 8th of June. This is an event to get YLs operating from SOTA points around the world. Adele, ZS5APT, is organising the event over in South Africa, and she asks all YL operators to get involved. A WhatsApp group has been formed. Closer to the time, more information will be posted on the main SOTA reflector, reflector.sota.org.uk. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Digital. Maybe the biggest digital news this week has been sent by the South African Society, SARL, and I quote from the SARL website. As many of you are aware, the sarl.org.za was the victim of a cyber attack that resulted in lots of spam emails. This was the first indication that our system had been breached. In response to this, we shut down the website and certain mail services while the breach was investigated. During the investigation, it came to light that there were also other attempts to attack the system that included the possible exfiltration of members' name, email, and SARL password hash. Considering this, it was advised not to resurrect the old sarl.org.za server, but rather redirect to a new website that has by far better security because it is deployed on an up-to-date and security patch system with the necessary security enhancements. This was done in the best interest of all members. To enable us to interact, we switched sites without warning, and we apologized for this, but it was necessary. SARL are in the process of migrating pertinent content from the old to the new, and this will take some time. They've asked that we all please bear with them during this period. Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications. ARDC has awarded a second grant to the Internet Archive's Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications. The grant will allow DLARC to continue curating and preserving historical content related to ham radio for an additional 2 years. The library includes a plethora of content from club newsletters to software to old printed call books that date back to the early 1900s. DLARC has a wanted list. If you own copies of any of the publications sought by DLARC, please consider donating them for preservation and future amateur radio enthusiasts. Digital Library of Amateur Radio and Communications is a free online library devoted to ham radio, shortwave listening, college radio, and early communications. This free resource combines archived digitized print materials, born digital content, websites, oral histories, personal collections, and other related records and publications. The goals of DLARC are both to document the history of amateur radio and to provide freely available educational resources for researchers, students, and the general public. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. A Soviet spacecraft originally intended for Venus, Cosmos 482, was expected to make an uncontrolled re-entry into Earth's atmosphere around May 9 to 10 after orbiting the planet for over 53 years. Launched in March 1972, the mission failed when the upper stage of its Soyuz booster cut off prematurely, stranding the Venus lander in Earth orbit. The descent module, designed to endure Venus's harsh atmosphere, remains intact and may potentially survive Earth re-entry due to its heavy thermal shielding. Satellite tracker Marco Longbrook has modelled its descent and predicted it could hit the ground or ocean at speeds exceeding 145 miles per hour. Although the risk to people or infrastructure is low, the lander's size and mass make its re-entry comparable to a small meteorite impact. Its fiery return is a rare and fascinating reminder of Cold War-era space exploration still orbiting above us. NOAA has announced that satellites NOAA 15, 18, and 19 will be reclassified as end-of-life effective June 16 this year. These polar orbiting weather satellites are widely used by we amateur radio enthusiasts and RTL-SDR hobbyists to receive APT and HRPT imagery. NOAA has confirmed that signals will still be broadcast on a data of opportunity basis, meaning that they're no longer intended for operational or safety critical use, but remain suitable for hobbyist reception. NOAA also stated that no ground intervention will be provided for future sensor or hardware failures. Should any critical malfunctions occur, the satellites may be decommissioned, as was nearly the case with NOAA 15's scan motor, which previously failed and later resumed function under unclear circumstances. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. Herald, DF2WO and Warren, KN6ZZI, are using the call signs D44TWO and D44ZZI, respectively, from Santiago Island, IOTA number AF005 in Cape Verde, through to the 26th of May. Herald will be using primarily CW and FT4, and Warren will be using primarily SSB and FT8. They'll also be looking to make QSOs via the QO100 satellite, QSL to both via M0OXO's OQRS. Now remember that there's plenty of IOTA DX about, including ZS8W Marion Island, TX9A Austral Islands, and HD8G Galapagos Islands. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. This week we have a special report from Ellen, VK2COD.
Thank you, Cole. What a time it was last weekend. It started early for Alec VK2MV, Pete VK2LP, and myself on Friday. We caught the train to the International Terminal and flew from Sydney to Melbourne on Jetstar. The captain allowed me to see the flight deck after we arrived in Melbourne. What an experience. I was not allowed to call CQ on the radio, though. After we went through customs and immigrations to collect our bag, we caught Bendigo shuttle bus to Bendigo. Thank you to the driver and to Graham VK3GRK who helped us get on the 230 bus. When we arrived in Bendigo, we checked into our rooms at the Shamrock Hotel. We met Lee VK3GK in the lobby and said hello. After checking in on Friday, we had dinner. I had some really nice garlic prawns. Pete had lamb roast and Alec had carbonara. I had the best dish. We spoke with a few operators on the night. I apologize as there are too many new people to remember their names, and I do recall everyone was very kind. On Saturday, we hopped on the tram and went to have a tour of Bendigo's Central Deborah Gold Mine. That was a great experience where they told me some interesting facts about Bendigo's gold mining history. Later that afternoon, we went to the AGM where I was asked to close the AGM by Scott VK3KJ. The dinner that evening was really nice. I had fish and chips and the highlight was the chocolate cake and ice cream. I was told after a group of school youngsters made contact with the ISS. Unfortunately, it was my bedtime, so I was well asleep when that was happening. The next day, we stopped by the Bendigo markets and then went into the Bendigo Technology Festival. There were some really great stands and I managed to interview some people. I will be posting interviews on my YouTube channel, so please keep an eye on my channel for the links to appear. A big thank you to all in the WIA and Barrick who made this great weekend possible. Thank you. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, back in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan, and it was great meeting you last weekend in Bendigo. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. In, for them, a major technological milestone, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, in collaboration with Oscar India, demonstrated wireless image transmission via RF without internet connectivity, the first such achievement in northeast India. While Oscar India had previously conducted similar experiments across the subcontinent, this demonstration is particularly significant due to northeast India's challenging terrain. The training program equipped NSDMA's district project associates with critical skills, including practical Morse code applications, hands-on antenna construction workshops, where participants built antennas for amateur radio operations, and a comprehensive mock fire rescue drill using amateur radio communications. Acknowledging the success of the initiative, the Wireless Planning and Coordination Wing, Department of Telecommunications, Ministry of Communications, assigned the special call sign AT2NE, the first ever designation for an amateur radio expedition in Kohima. The convener of Oscar India emphasized the importance of this demonstration, highlighting and proving radio's vital role when modern networks fail. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Video. Juan Carlos, COATW, reports that a WhatsApp channel titled Satellites for Hams now has 338 active subscribers. The channel shares regular updates and information of interest to amateur radio satellite operators, including how to become a member of AMSAT. It can be accessed directly at the link in the text edition of this news, best read at wia.org.au. To join, download the free WhatsApp app from your device's app store. WhatsApp, owned by Meta, is a global messaging platform that supports text, voice, video, and multimedia sharing. It remains a popular tool among hams for coordinating and exchanging satellite-related information in real time. Weird, wonderful, and wacky, which probably describes many of us. However, this is about an antenna's elements, which have an element of history. How much would you be willing to pay for an antenna? Actually, how much would you be willing to pay for part of an antenna? In our final story this week, we welcome to WIA National News Australia from our sister news bureau, Newsline, their newest family member, Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ, who explores that very question.
There are just 14 remaining elements from the original 32-element Alford antenna that once worked its magic atop New York City's Empire State Building. When the antenna was decommissioned in 2019, some of the elements were offered, free for the taking, to interested parties. Now, however, the remaining elements are being put back to work for a cause. The Society of Broadcast Engineers New York City chapter is auctioning them off to raise money for the General Scholarship Fund of the Society's Ennis Educational Foundation Trust. This is not your average vertical antenna. It is, in a way, the King Kong of antennas. Even though the Alford didn't yet exist when the famous giant gorilla romanced the terrified actress Fay Wray in the classic 1933 film, this became the first master antenna system in the U.S. when it was installed in 1965. At one time, as many as 16 FM stations used it, earning it the distinction of being the world's largest combined FM station system. The antenna was relegated to auxiliary status in 1990, and by 2017, it was no longer needed. Bidding, which ended on April 30th, started at $300 per element. It remains to be seen whether, like King Kong, those bids ascended to impressive heights. Winners will be asked to take delivery in New Jersey at ground floor level. This is Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ.
And that's the segment for this week. Wishing all the mums a very happy Mother's Day. I'm Col, VK3GTV.
It's a date and clubs are welcome to email text with the audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. Coming up next month, June 7 and 8, in VK2 and VK5. In VK5, it's the CERG Convention and Fox Hunting Championship at the Scout Hall in Mount Gambier, and Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 49th Annual Field Day Weekend at Warhope Showground, June 7 and 8 as well. And with that, we conclude broadcast 2 of this WIA National News Service. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia,
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.